The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Now, our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabaty from HouseLogic.com joins us again, as she does each and every week. Pamela, welcome back. What do you have at HouseLogic.com that can tell us about restructuring a mortgage?
Well, I have three different options, although one is pretty rare, but it's very interesting to know, and I'll save that for later. You know, your mortgage restructure options, like many things in life, depend on your goals. Do you want to free up funds? Do you want to reduce your monthly payment? Or do you want to pay off your loan more quickly? And those goals are going to help you decide which option is best for you.
All right, let's take option number one here. I want to pay it off more quickly.
Okay, so the way to get there is to pay a little extra toward your principal every month. It's a great strategy because it reduces the number of years on your mortgage and saves you a lot of money. So, for instance, say you have a $200,000 30-year mortgage at 6%. If you carried it to term with all the interest, that mortgage would cost you $382,000.
Wow, that is a lot of interest.
Yes, it is. But if you pay an extra $100 each month toward the principal, you can save more than $49,000 in interest over the term of the loan. Plus, you'd pay off the loan 5 years and 5 months ahead of schedule. So it's a great option if you have the money to do it.
Now, some banks offer programs for doing this, right?
They do, but they're going to charge you for it. Banks and third-party companies can implement a biweekly payment plan for you, but you know they're going to charge you hundreds, maybe even thousands in fees. So it's much smarter to just do it yourself.
Okay, if you're going to do it yourself, what do you do?
It's a variation on the extra payment a month plan. You make half your monthly mortgage payment every 2 weeks, which basically equals 13 payments a year instead of 12. Now, with biweekly payments on a 30-year, $200,000 loan, you'll save more than $49,000 in interest over the course of the loan and pay it off about 5 years earlier, as we said. Or you could just make one additional payment a year. You want to divide your monthly payment by 12 and add that extra amount each month when you pay your mortgage.
All right. Now, what if you just want to lower your monthly payment?
So the most common way to restructure your loan is with a mortgage refinance. You're going to replace your current mortgage with a new one at a lower interest rate. So let's stick with the example we've been using, the $200,000 mortgage at a 6% interest rate that you refinance into one with a 5% interest rate. And that would reduce your monthly payment from $1,199 to $1,074, saving you $125 a month. For even more savings, you can also refinance to shorter terms like 15 or 20 years.
Right. But if you do that, that can mean a higher monthly payment.
It can, but with today's low interest rates, it might not be much different than what you have. Friends of ours refinanced from a 30-year to a 20-year, and they're paying only $70 more a month, so it's definitely worth checking out.
Okay, now the only caveat here is that refis are a little challenging today.
Yeah, that is absolutely right. You do need a good credit score and a steady job history, and you'll need to pay closing costs, which can run from 3 to 6% of the loan amount. You know, if you're a struggling homeowner, you may want to consider the government-sponsored Home Affordable Modification Program for your mortgage restructuring. That's known as HAMP for short.
All right. Now, I know, as I said at the beginning, that there's a lot more about this at HouseLogic.com. Can you tell us how to get at it?
So I can give you some detail on that. You want to go to HouseLogic.com and type Making Home Affordable in the search field. You'll get a search result for Making Home Affordable, the refinance option, and Making Home Affordable, the modification option. Click one of those, and you'll get information about how to qualify. The refinancing program is designed for homeowners who are keeping up with their payments but can't refinance to lower mortgage rates because their mortgage amount is near or more than the house is worth and your interest rate is above market.
All right. Now, you teased us at the beginning here with some other kind of mortgage restructuring option. What was that?
You remembered. So it's another way to lower your monthly payment, but it isn't often used because it requires you to have thousands of dollars up front. But I find it very interesting and certainly good cocktail conversation.
All right, so I'll be the star of the party then. What's the story here?
Okay, so it's called mortgage recasting. You don't change the interest rate or term of the mortgage. You change the principal balance, and the term begins anew. So, like I said, you need thousands up front to make it worthwhile, but it can be an interesting option for some. It's basically you need at least $5,000 up front. So say you've been paying on your 30-year mortgage with a 6% interest rate and a monthly payment of $1,432 for 10 years. Your balance is $200,000. You contribute an additional $20,000, and then you have a new principal amount of $180,000, and with the same remaining 20 years to pay it off at 6%. But your new monthly payment saves you $148 and change per month. Now, there's a small fee for this service, usually around $250, and banks don't promote it because they don't get anything out of it. So if it is something you're interested in, you're going to have to ask your lender.
Okay, and I guess I would talk to my financial advisor, too, to make sure that that $20,000 additional I would pay, that I can't make more in an investment or something than I would save in the amount of mortgage. Also, I'd be giving up some of my mortgage interest tax deduction, too. So I guess I've got to sit down with somebody. Right, Pamela?
Absolutely. And to your earlier point, particularly with today's low interest rates on mortgages, you definitely want to talk to a financial advisor about how to make the money work the best for you.
Absolutely. Pamela Gertz-Kabadi, thank you as always.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.